Welcome to 100 Ways, your simple reminder that you are home wherever you are and that everything is right the way it is right now. I'm your host, Laura Christine, fellow explorer of consciousness and this amazing, beautiful world. Let's get curious, dive into the duh, and find out what's here for us today. Hey, hey, welcome to another Odin's Day. Wednesday, I am on the 12th rune in this series of 24, Yera. Yera means year. This rune symbolizes patience and the movement of energy in cycles. Here's what I journaled. Day one, Yera. Time is steady. The cycles and changes are the servants of time. Every second ticks by the same. 1 year is 1 year, same as the last. All that happens in the between simply happens. Every cycle begins and ends, but time continues on. Time has no cycle. Time is. Day number two. This one jars me a bit. Maybe because it's jarred, like out of place. I want to connect them. And what I'm talking about here is the shape of the rune. It's like the, oh my God, what are those? It's like the triangle parentheses. I'm sure there's an actual name for them, but I can't think of it right now. And one is on top of the other kind of, but askew. So Google Yera, J-E-R-A, to see the shape of it. I want to connect them. Then it would be Ingwaz, which is a rune that you'll hear about later. It is Kena's flipped on itself, but askew. It makes me feel uncomfortable today, as though it's never going to all match up. Something's always skewed. There's nothing you can do about it, so you might as well accept it. Okay, just like sit with that a minute. I'm looking at the rune shape, but this is the energy I'm feeling. It makes me feel uncomfortable, as though it's never going to all match up. Something is always skewed. There's nothing you can do about it. So you might as well accept it. That's life, isn't it? There's always going to be something in life that's not totally matched up because we're always growing and always changing. So we just might as well accept it. Day number three. When it's time to move, it's time to move. And there will always be a way. This is sort of a reminder that sometimes it's not time to move. Sometimes it's not time to do or act. Sometimes it's just time to be. And when it is time to move, you'll know and there will be a way through. Day number four, energy flows. It flows as it goes. We don't always get to determine that, the flow of it. We can resist or we can ride. Either is totally fine. Sometimes resistance, sometimes ride. All works to shape the life. Day number five, I'm inviting you to listen to this with your consciousness because I honestly don't think it makes any logical sense. Yera, year. A year, my dear, is a lovely and a lonely time. Both have their place, loveliness and loneliness. There is everything in nature in a year. Everything natural to nature, at least. 1 year, everything is the same and different. Everything is the same and different. Day number six, a full circle makes zero. From zero, everything becomes. Day number seven, I said a bunch of stuff that makes no sense. And then I said, everything that exists, exists because it exists. Day number eight, the reason patience is a virtue is not to sit and wait till what you want comes, but to be at peace with what is now. Every moment, what is, that's patience, that's peace, that is a virtue. And day number nine, all things end, all things swirl and dance around and move as they will. All things breathe until they no longer breathe. There's no need to be anything other than what you are. There is no need for change. Change happens. There's no preventing what is. This is Yera. What was your favorite takeaway from that? That's a little vague to me. A lot of swirling. But Yera has that kind of swirling energy about it. Oftentimes it means there's a cycle that is either not being paid attention to or a cycle that is ending slash beginning. Other times it's a reminder that we are overthinking everything and trying to control the way energy is flowing way too much. To come home to ourselves, let the energy swirl around us in the way that it's meant to, because truly the way we are vibrating ourselves is what is creating everything in our lives. That one is tough to chew sometimes. But my life is a reflection of my own vibration, and that is it. That's it. What questions do you have? Do you have anything you want to inquire about that you think the runes might help you feel into in a more tangible way? They're pretty awesome. And you can book a session with me if you'd like to, and the runes, at buymeacoffee.com/100ways. Until next time, I'm sending you all the love, and then some more. We'll talk tomorrow. Thank you for being here. I would love to hear from you. Go to laurachristine.us to let me know your thoughts on this. And remember, as Rumi said, there are hundreds of ways to kneel and kiss the ground. Also, you can't fuck it up. I said that.